If you're here for the police department retirement system, you're in the right place if you're for anything else, you're in the wrong. So with that, staff is ready. Buddy, I'm Richard Santos, the chair of the San Jose Police and Fire Disciplinary Committee, along with Franco Botto, who's one of the team this morning. We appreciate Franco stepping in today. With that, we'll call the meeting to order. We will have roll call. I'm here, and so is Franco. And we have our staff, Sandra and Russ, Stacy. We have our CEO, Roberto Pena.
Morning.
We have Barbara Hayman. So welcome to everybody. And I believe we're going to go to closed session. So is Maytag available?
Yes. Trustee Sanchez, I'm here.
Good morning. So we're having a virtual meeting, and we're live also, and so we've got to take the roll call and make sure everything is verbal. So Maytag, take it away, please.
Well, I believe we're currently in public session, so staff will relocate the trustees room and me into a separate breakout for the closed session item. Thank you.
Okay, so with that, we're in closed session. Thank you. Welcome, everyone. We're back from closed session. Again, this is a virtual meeting, always in person. So the instructions to me are to make sure we repeat, take roll call, make sure that everybody's recorded. And so we have to go over a couple of things. So again, we're calling the meeting order, back from closed session. And of course, it says here the orders of the day are none. Wave sunshine is none. And so with that, we'll go to the consent calendar. We have the approval of the minutes of the Police Department Disability Committee meeting on June 5th. Is there a motion?
Question
to the chairman. Okay. Sorry. Buddy Redd, he's still going to
participate. Yeah, you can make a motion and I'll second it by.
Thank you.
So moved.
There's a motion by Trustee Franco Vada to approve the minutes of the Police and Fire Disability Committee on June 5th, 2023. Was a second by Chair Sanders. All in favor? Franco? The roll call. Did you just say yes?
If yeah. Yes, great. Thank you.
It was a yes by me. That's taken care of. Now we have an application for a change of status to a service connected disability returns. The first person is firefighter Michael Ignan. Fire Department San Jose request for a change of status to a service connected disability retirement effective July 15, 2017 to 25.0 years of service. And before we go to our new person, which we introduce, we want to say Stacy's got an announcement, I believe. She's going to go with an operation here and be on leave for a while. So you want to make sure everybody's informed.
Hi, this is Stacy, and yes, I have an August 31st surgery. I'll be out for a couple weeks, and I am scheduled to retire. My last day would be October 11th, and my birthday would be October 12th. Thank you.
We wish you the best. We also have some three new staff members, so we're going to start the introduction in case people need to call in. So we'll start with our young lady over here.
Hi, everyone. I'm Edith, and I'm here with the admin team. I'll be talking about it's a police and fire coordinating and disability committee.
Welcome, Edith.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mallory Goodell, and I'm also working with Edith in the administrative team group, and I look forward to working with everyone.
Good morning. Thanks.
I'm Amy Dickinson. I'm the new senior analyst in the benefits department.
Welcome, and young lady, I'm Mallory.
Yeah, I'm Sierra Canoli Chavez, and I am replacing Stacey. And I'm a disability analyst.
Welcome. Yeah. She was already helpful. Help me find my paper. So, young lady, go right ahead, please, for the introduction of firefighter Ignan.
Thank you. The applicant's name is Michael Igno. Their classification is firefighter. Their application is for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on their application are left shoulder. Their disability retirement application was received on 5/31/17. Their current status is service retirement effective 7/15/17. Their date of separation is 7/14/17. Their status at time of separation was disability leave effective 6/16/16. Their status at the time of application was disability leave. Regarding the restrictions, there is a long list, so please refer to the executive summary in the applicant's file to view the full list of restrictions. Regarding the accommodation of restrictions, the fire department could not accommodate. Thank you.
Thank you. So we'll go to the panel. Sandra, will we go to Rush Burkett, please?
Hi. Sandra and I recommend, oops, that's right. Sandra and I recommend that the committee adopt its recommendation in granting this application. We know that Mr. Rigno had 25 years of service, a long career. That on June 8, 2016, and on the job incident, he injured his left shoulder and it kind of never got better. About 4 months later, he had surgery on his left shoulder never came back to full duty until he retired for service in July of 2017. So he has significant permanent work restrictions. The department cannot accommodate him. And we think that the work incident, as confirmed by the board's IMD, Kenneth Ishizui, contributed in a real and measurable way to his permanent work restrictions and therefore his incapacity.
As always, Russ, thank you very much. Michael, do you want to address us before I go to Mr. Franco for questions?
I just want to thank the board for the review of my good work, and I just look forward to whatever resolution happens.
Thank you. Trustee Franco?
I have no question.
Entertain a motion?
So moved.
There's a motion by Franco Votto to grant a service-connected disability for Michael Igney, firefighter of San Jose Fire Department. There's a second by Santo. Roll call, Franco?
Aye.
Santo's aye. So with that, this will go to the consent calendar for the board, if you'd like to appear. The next meeting is September
7th.
If you want to come, you can. It's an administrative process. So with that, that motion passes, and you're granted that service-connected disability. Michael, I do want to say to you and your lovely wife, all the years of service, I had a chance to work with you on occasions, and it's been a real joy. And of course, I wish you nothing but the best, and be safe.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Have a good day, everybody.
So next, we have Daniel T. McCollum, first in the audience, on the virtual.
On Zoom.
On Zoom, okay. Is Danielle?
Yes, good morning.
Police officer, San Jose Police Department, request a change of status to a service connected disability effective November 12, 2016, with 26.80 years of service. And with that, the lady, go right ahead, please.
The applicant's name is Daniel McCollum. Their classification is police officer. Their application is for a change of status to a service connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on their application are lower back, right foot, and left foot. Their disability retirement application was received on 4/4/17. Their current status is service retirement effective 11/12/16. Their date of separation was 11/11/16. Their status at time of separation was temporary modified duty. Their status at time of application was retired. The permanent work restrictions are lower back, lumbar spine, no repetitive bending, stooping, and maximal lifting, pulling, pushing, restriction of 20 pounds. Avoid any interactions to defend herself or others. Right and left foot have no prolonged standing. Regarding the accommodation and restriction, the police department cannot accommodate. Thank you.
Thank you. Russ?
Sandra and I recommend that the committee adopt as its recommendation to granting this application. Again, Ms. McCollum had 21 years of service. The IME report by Dr. Pompan is thorough and comprehensive. And you might note that this is partly a cumulative trauma, partly an aggravation as to service connection. And in my experience, Dr. Pompan does not routinely come to those conclusions. He looks at the medical evidence. As long as there's significant contemporaneous medical evidence, as opposed to the situation where someone has worked full duty until their last day and then all of a sudden claims their backs are by the duty belt. Instead, he would not see that as cumulative trauma, but he does respect the medical records with respect to that conclusion for Ms. McCollum. Also, with respect to the right and left foot, the diagnosis of plantar fasciitis, one could wonder that just 7 hours of prolonged standing could create significant work restrictions. But in point of fact, this has, and Dr. Pompan confirmed that. So I think we again have an application where there's strong permanent work restrictions, which the department cannot accommodate, therefore resulting in the conclusion of incapacity. And the service connection, based on the analysis of Dr. Pompan, persuaded Sandra and I, and we hope it persuades the committee.
Thank you, Russ. Officer McCollum, would you like to address the board members here before I turn to Trustee Franklin?
Yes, I would just like to thank everyone for their time and consideration on this matter.
Thank you. Trustee Lotto?
Motion to approve.
Thank you. There's a motion to approve the service-connected change of status to a service-connected disability for Officer Danielle McCollum. There's a second by Santos. Roll call, Franco?
Aye.
And Santos, so that's approved. It'll go to September 7th. Through the administrative process, the consent counter, if you'd like to do with that, you're granted a service-connected disability. Obviously, we want to say thank you for your service. I see you had some prospects, so obviously you've served a long time. We sure appreciate it. Any comments?
No, just thank you very much.
Thank you for your service. Appreciate it.
Take care of yourself, Ben.
Thanks. Thanks, Franco.
Next, we have Michael Kubo, police officer, San Jose Police Department, request for a change of status to a service-connected disability effective June 20th, 2015, for 25.51 years of service. Reciprocity. Is the officer here? Virtual?
No, he's not.
Nope. Okay. With that, we're ready to go right ahead.
The applicant's name is Michael Okubo. Their classification is police officer. Their application is for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on their application are lower back and right leg. Their disability retirement application was received on 3/21/16. Their current status is service retirement effective 6/20/15. Their date of separation is 6/19/15. Their status at the time of separation was full duty. Their status at time of application was retired. Regarding the restrictions, there is a long list, so please refer to the executive summary in the applicant's denial to view the full list of restrictions. Regarding the accommodation restrictions, the police department cannot accommodate. Thank you.
Russ, where do you have to?
Sandra and I again recommend the committee that it adopt that ticket. As its recommendation to the board to granting of this application. We start off with noting two things that we thought about and considered. First, after Mr. Okubo left San Jose, he went and obtained employment as a police sergeant with the UC Santa Cruz department. And in the follow-up, Mr. Okubo confirmed that that was more in the nature of the security type position. There's probably more crime than there used to be. There isn't a crime on a UC campus similar to, unfortunately, the crime in the city of San Jose. And moreover, his position is more sedentary. And I think we've all encountered before that San Jose, we have the full range of duty requirements. Not all departments have that. Even though he has work restrictions here and can no longer meet that standard, other departments will know about his restrictions and limitations and nonetheless hire him. And that really doesn't impact him directly with our consideration. I also know that he was full duty at separation. Now, I think all of us would think, hey, you made it full duty until your last day. How can you be disabled? or permanently have permanent work restrictions. Unfortunately, we also have seen over the years, guys kind of keep pushing themselves, even though they really can no longer do the full range of duty, but they sort of get by until the final date they had in their mind. But that's still something we noted and tried to factor in as best we could. But then we have the IME report. The IME report, very clear on work restrictions, a whole bunch of them. And it's at least somewhat nuanced because the Dr. Ishizui noted that Mr. Okubo probably had a predisposition to lumbar degenerative disc disease. In other words, he had, and in particular, spondylolisthesis, which I think I pronounced pretty right. So in other words, he had something that probably was going to get worse, even if he never worked here. Okay, so we have to factor that, you know, at least consider that. And Dr. Ishizui did consider it and decided that what happened to him at San Jose contributed or actually aggravated this predisposition he otherwise had anyway to develop bad lumbar back problems. Dr. Ishizui pointed out to a 1995 motor vehicle accident. Okay, that was a long time ago. He re-injured his back in 2002 in an altercation with a suspect, and then jumped to 2012, and he has an issue with the wearing the duty belt, and reports that. So for Dr. Ishizui, that's enough, and I think it's persuasive. And by the way, remember, we heard from Dr. Tierman frequently that if you have a trauma, even if you know, some sort of injury that hurts a joint, hurts the back, and then maybe you're off for a while, you come back for full duty, then maybe nothing happens for 10 or 15 years after that traumatic incident. But then it surfaces. And if you just look at what surfaces, you think, oh, there's no job connection, then you have to trace it back. And we've heard that, and this seems to be another example of that. So hope I haven't gone on too.
No, Russ, thanks for bringing that up, because you're right about the factors. And if that people do, they can't make the physical restriction. They're doing a different job in terms of the administrative process. That's the issue of the right. That's a good example. Thank you. And Officer Kubo is not here. Oh, not here.
I can't hear you.
Officer Kubo is not on virtual. Okay. So now we're going to trust everybody.
Yeah, I just want to kind of reiterate what council said, that San Jose's policy is all hands on deck. So you, no matter where you are, even if you're on an administrative job, you will be required to be in a condition where you could work the street. So I understand going to other entities where it's not as restrictive. I just wanted to point that out, and I will make a motion to approve.
Thank you. So there's a motion by Trustee Michael Votto to grant Christopher Proffitt, police officer. Michael Okubo, police officer, that is a police department request for a change of service-connected disability. There's a second by myself. Roll call, please.
Franco, I'm nine.
Franco's nine and Sanders is nine. So with that service-connected disability is granted. So he's not here, but I'm sure our staff will get a hold of him and relay that message. Thank you. Appreciate it. Now we'll go to Christopher Proffitt, police officer, San Jose Police Department, request for a change of status to a service-connected disability effective June 26, 2019. 26.51 years of service. Is Officer Proffitt here or on the air?
He's virtual. He's on Zoom.
He is on?
Yes.
Can you hear us? Can you identify yourself?
He's on mute.
Tell him to unmute. Can you hear me?
This is Tom Boyle, his attorney. He was having trouble with his computer this morning hooking up, so I don't know if he's on or not, but he planned to be.
You can take over, Tom. We'll go from there. We've got things to do.
I think he just unmuted.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm here.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So with that, we'll go to our young lady. Go right ahead, please.
The applicant's name is Christopher Croft. Their classification is police officer. Their attorney is Thomas Boyle. The application is for a change of status to the service-connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on their application are neck, chin, right shoulder, right hand, left shoulder, bilateral upper extremities, lower back, left knee, right knee, heart, abdomen, and groin. Their disability retirement application was received on 3/9/17. Their current status is service retirement effective 6/26/19. Their date of separation is 6/25/19. Their status at time of separation was disability leave effective 5/25/16. Their status at time of application was disability leave. Regarding restrictions, there's a long list, so please refer to the executive summary in the applicant's file to view the full list of restrictions. Regarding accommodation of restrictions, the police department cannot accommodate. Thank you.
Thank you. Bless.
Oops, let's see. Oh, it's on. I hope I'm not sounding like a broken record to consider each of these individually, but I'm going to say the same thing that I said on the other. Sandra and I recommend to the committee that it adopts its recommendation to the board the granting of this application. We know Mr. Croft had 26 years of service, and then I frankly have never seen a longer list of incidents for the various body parts with particular focus on the left upper extremity, the right upper extremity, both sides, including the neck and the low back. And then he's undergone a number of surgeries relevant to that. Cervical fusion in January 19, another surgery in September 17, and other surgeries in 2008 and 2017. I'm pretty darn sure he's not just in a person who likes recreational surgeries. On the contrary, these show the nature and significance of the injuries to these body parts. And Amy's already noted the very extensive array of work restrictions. I've almost never seen more. The service connection, again, Dr. Ishizumi, in this report chronicles the very extensive number of incidents, you know, all various types, but including motor vehicle accidents, that in the aggregate, I think make it abundantly clear that his employment as a police officer contributed to his various work restrictions and therefore his incapacity. On the left extremity issue, I note in the medical records indicate in 2011, he did dislocate his left shoulder while water skiing. Yes, that's not service connected. And in the light of the other, and just focusing on the left shoulder, in the light of the other events that happened to his left shoulder on the job, I think it's reasonable to conclude that even while incorporating this water skiing incident, nonetheless, his employment contributed in a real measurable way to his left shoulder incapacity. That's part of the incapacity for upper left extremity. That's it.
Well, thank you, Russ, because it is important for you to go over those things so that the public who's listening, others can understand what a police officer goes through during their career protecting this public. It's a very serious job. Thank you for that. Officer Profit, are you available to comment to the committee members before I go to
Frank? I am. Can you hear me? Yes. I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, this was not the way that I thought I would ever end my career, to actually be at work one day and to see an orthopedic the next day and for him to tell me, you're done. So I planned on coming back and it just didn't happen.
Thank you. So hold on. Trustee Brown.
Motion to approve.
There's a motion by Trustee Franco Votto to approve a service-connected disability for Police Officer Christopher Prophet. All in favor?
Aye.
The second by me, of course, and I vote yes. So with that, as granted. Officer Prophet, we want to thank you very much for your service. Be safe. Wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you, gentlemen, and later time.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Okay, you too. With that, we go to Barry Stellard, Battalion Chief, Fire Department San Jose, request for a change of status to a service connected disability retirement effective August 12th, 2017, with 30.89 years of service. Young lady, go right ahead, please.
The applicant's name is Barry Stellard. Their classification is Fire Battalion Chief. Their attorney is Todd Johnson. Their application is for a change of status to a service connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on their application are left shoulder, right hip, and right knee. Their disability retirement application was received on 8-10-17. Their current status is service retirement effective 8-12-17. Their date of separation was 8-11-17. Their status at time of separation was full duty. Their status at time of application was full duty. Regarding restrictions, there is a long list, so please refer to the executive summary in the applicant's file to view the full list of restrictions. So regarding accommodation of restrictions, the fire department can not accommodate. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. I appreciate it. Being new, I forgot your name a couple of times, but not you, so sorry. Russ, go right ahead, please.
Sandra and I, again, recommend to the committee that it adopts its recommendation to the board for granting of this application. I know Mr. Stellard had 30 years with the department. I'm really going to focus on the right knee because the IME, Dr. Shizui, spent most of his time on the service connection analysis on Mr. Stellard's right knee. There are a bunch of right knee work permanent work restrictions, which the department confirmed it cannot accommodate. Therefore, a finding of incapacity for the right knee. As far as service connection of the right knee, had injuries in 2005, 2013, and he had right knee surgery in December 2013, and then eventually went out a few years later. So Dr. Ishizui found service connection, found that his employment with the San Jose Fire Department contributed to his right knee incapacity. We think that conclusion is persuasive.
Thank you, Russ, appreciate it. Chief Stellard, are you up there on the virtual?
I'm here, can you hear me loud and clear?
Yeah, you wanna address the trustee before we make a decision?
Yeah, thank you all for working on this. And I appreciate my time with San Jose Fire Department.
Thank you, Chief. Trustee Bowen.
Motion to approve.
There's a motion by Trustee Franco Votto to approve the service-connected disability request for Battalion Chief Barry Stellard. I will second that. Roll call.
Aye.
And aye. So, Chief Stellard, with that, you're granted that service-connected disability. We really appreciate all the years of service and the best to you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Next, we have Javier Dae, Battalion Chief, San Jose Fire Department, request for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement effective January 28, 2017, with 30.31 years of service. Amy, go right ahead, please.
The applicant's name is Javier Dae. Their classification is Fire Battalion Chief. Their attorney is Samuel Swift. Their application is for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on their application are neck, right shoulder, left shoulder, right wrist, lower back, right hip, right knee, right ankle, and foot. Their disability retirement application was received on 1-17-17. Their current status is service retirement effective 1-28-17. Their date of separation was 1-27-17. Their status at time of separation was total temporary disability. Their status at time of application was total temporary disability. Regarding restrictions, there is a long list, so please refer to the executive summary in the applicant's file to view the full list of restrictions. Regarding accommodation of restrictions, the fire department cannot accommodate. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. Yes.
Hi. For the last time today, Sandra and I recommended the committee that it adopted its recommendation to the board, the granting of this application. Mr. Valle, and I probably mispronounced his name, and I apologize, had 30 years of service, just as Italian Chief Stallard, kind of unbelievable. The slight wrinkle on this is that, unfortunately, Mr. Valle suffers from degenerative disc disease in his neck, degenerative disc disease in the lung, in his lumbar spine. That's kind of bad luck. And again, you know, we've thought through that those are conditions that get worse over time. And we understand that and we weigh that. But here, those conditions were dramatically accelerated due to a lot of incidents that happen on his job, including, for example, but only an example, a motor vehicle accident in September 2014, but many others and the same for his left shoulder, including surgery in 2014, his left knee surgery in 2012. And we also jointly thought that Donald Bompan's report was persuasive, lengthy, comprehensive, and dealt with all the relevant issues. So it's clear as a bell that he's incapacitated, and we think it's equally clear that his employment either aggravated pre-existing conditions in a real and measurable way, and so meet our standard, or otherwise his employment contributed to his incapacity. And we know Dr. Pompan agreed or concluded in that way as to each of the bottom points.
Thank you, Glenn. Chief Valle, you want to address the committee before I call for the vote?
Thank you for your consideration and your hard work here in reviewing our all the firefighters and police officers so far. I am a citizen here as well, so I do appreciate just being diligent about really taking a look at the injuries that happen over people's careers. What someday could be day one, could be day, you know, 30 year and one. If things happen over time. And the officers and the firefighters here in San Jose work hard because there is few of them and there is a lot of incidents. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Chief. Before your famous guest next to you, I'm going to close with that. So just hold on a minute. So, Trustee Vado.
Motion to approve.
There's a motion by Trustee Franco Vado to grant Javier Valle, Battalion Chief and Service Connected Disability. There's a second by Chair Santos. Roll call, please.
Aye.
And I say aye. So that passes. So with that, you're granted that service connected disability. If you want to make a comment, you know, as Russ said, he was a battalion chief that had put down 30 years, but he wasn't a battalion chief for 30 years. So he had to come up to the ranks and pay the dues. Not that you can't get injured as a battalion chief. That's not for me. So with that, Javier, you know, the best to you. Make sure you're safe and enjoy your retirement. And thank you for your years of service. So Sam Swift, he just came up earlier with, when we first started, said he's going to retire, so I'm going to give the floor to Sam.
Wish I had something significant to say, but I have been doing these since 1995, I believe. And we'll continue to do so, even though the last year is taking over my work.
So introduce Martin, so we can all see him and say hi.
Good morning. My name is Ian Leslie. And yes, I'm taking over Sam's practice as he retires. But thankfully, he is going to stick around and do these disability meetings for all the clients that we took on.
He'll be a good advisor. Welcome aboard. Go ahead, Sam.
I don't think I have anything dramatic to say. It's it's been interesting to sit here today without the presence of a medical advisor and to rely upon the independent medical examiners who have issued very impressive reports, I think. I'm looking forward to a more interest. Thank you.
Hold on, Frank, anything to say before I vote?
I don't know if you remember, but we met numerous times in my office discussing these processes. So glad to see you're still going to keep a toe in and help guys out. Enjoy your retirement.
Good to see you here.
Thank you, Frank. I come because we go back a long way, me and the union, and I was a union officer. And you know, people forget about the tough times. This process today is so much more smoother and administratively efficient. Kind of things. Sam was here when we had the rough times way back in the 80s and 90s when it was very difficult and it was very political. You had a council members who were elected. It was a way different time. And a lot of people didn't know the system. And then workers' comp was never a popular situation. And so it was a very difficult time. And Sam was always an advisor that helped, not just the union, but every individual from police officer to firefighter, when they needed, whether they were a client or not, when they needed advice. And I remember too, some of the appeal process for the state, when we had some rocky time, he came through the clarification that it was very tough to get things passed. But Sam, I really appreciate all the years of service.
It was interesting to start off with Dr. Tierman and then go to Dr. Doss and then go to Dr. Tierman. And then go to Dr. Doss. That was 20 some years of interesting endeavor.
But again, Sam, thank you for your service, and I'm sure we'll see you a couple more times, I hope.
Yes.
All right. Any proposed agenda items, Frank, anyone on your mind, staff, or Roberto?
No, sir.
Okay. Any public comments? Anybody want to say anything? Okay. And that was that. Again, thank you for all your service. And thank our staff. Good job. It's a meeting adjourned.